It is a good morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I am so excited to be here. I'm excited to be here every day, but today is extra special. We have a guest in studio. Singer-songwriter Teresa Peterson is here. She's going to be performing live on the show. We've got our usual assortment of goodies. We've got scripture. We've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50. And as always, we have the one, the only, the man of the hour, Mr. Dave Parker.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Dave, does that go? Are you welcoming me too, or just the people who are
You're
listening?
You're always welcome, Gary. Right, you know that, buddy.
Thank you. I don't want you to forget about me.
You better show up. Come on.
Dave, we are on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes,
and
we are.
You know, we touched on it yesterday. It is this is one of those holidays that sometimes it becomes commercialized, as do many holidays. But man, you know what, Dave? If we stop and think about just how much we have to be thankful for in my own life, as I was driving over to the station today, I was thinking about the fact that I'm grateful for my wonderful wife, my children, my house, my cars, my possessions, my health, the fact that I was able to get up today. But we could go on to really extend that to be thankful that our Heavenly Father loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus, that He sent the Holy Spirit to be a part of our lives. We have so much to be thankful for,
Amen.
Don't we?
You said it all, Gary.
Yeah, I mean,
that was very, very good.
But it's easy to forget about that, and I really think it's a matter of awareness. Mm-hmm. Becoming aware that, man, the Lord really loves me, and everything that I have in my life, it's a gift. It's not a right. The gift of another day, the gift of being able to breathe, the gift of being able to walk, the gift of having our faith, the gift of having Jesus. I mean, man, I'm feeling really blessed today, and I'm really blessed that you are listening to the program. I thank you for all of your kind feedback. We're going to be taking the show on the road pretty soon, heading to Lansdale Catholic. We are heading to Lansdale Catholic High School. We're headed to St. Hubert's High School. That's going to all be the week of December the 12th. We want to come to where you are, if you've got a restaurant, if you've got a school, if you got somewhere that will have us. Right, Dave? I have to put it that way, because not everybody
absolutely.
Will have us.
But I know.
We don't need to be fed either, although that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. I'm still waiting for some restaurants to invite us.
Exactly. It's coming, Dave. It's
okay.
coming. So you can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org, and we could bring the show to you. We would love to do that. We really do want to get out into the community. It's happening. People are finding out about us. And I want to thank you for making that possible. You're letting people know, and I'm really grateful for that. Not everybody knows that there is a local Catholic morning show in the Philadelphia area. So if you would spread the word, if you'd let your pastor know, if you let your fellow parishioners know, if you let your friends know, you want to let some young people know, because we do play uplifting music. We do something different here on this show. So sometimes that's a good thing, Dave. Sometimes that's a bad thing. We do different things, but
oh, yeah, we
sometimes
do different
those things are unintentional.
But one of the, well, the unchangeable is the music is always good.
That's right.
In
that's
my
right.
opinion.
That's right. Now, the unexpected different things that we do here, they're unexpected. You never know what's going to happen here. We're a little bit out of control. As my friend Bear Wozniak likes to say, we're riding the wave of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But, Dave, sometimes we don't even have a surfboard when
that's
we do
true.
This, right?
We're body surfing, buddy.
We're getting there. But anyway, it's great to be with you here. Why don't we start it off with prayer, as we always do each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day. Thank you for all the many blessings that you give to us, including the crosses in our lives. Sometimes we forget to be thankful for the crosses, but we know by faith that each of these crosses not only gives us an opportunity to unite more closely to you, but it gives us the opportunity to be made and formed so that we can live one day in heaven. We understand that these crosses, well, they're not fun sometimes, but we thank you for them, Father. We thank you because we know you love us. And because we love us, you know you're not going to give us anything that's harmful to us. So thank you, Father. Help us to live out your will today, even when it's not easy. Please grant us the grace that we need to bring you into the lives of other people, especially those around us. And we ask you to continue to strengthen us and form us and to allow your Holy Spirit to come alive in us so that we can go out and do great things and give glory to your name. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker, coming to you from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. We are the only local Catholic morning show in the Delaware Valley, and we're proud of it. We are so blessed to be able to do this program every day. We thank you for starting your day with us. We really do. It means so much. I was thinking about that on the ride over. Dave, you know, I worked for 30 years as a software developer. No doubt, this is the greatest job I've ever had. Yeah. It is. This is not work. This is fun.
Exactly. It's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
I agree with that.
Right? It's fun to work together, fun to have you listen to the program every day, fun to be able to share the good news. And we will, in a few minutes, be checking in with Jesus. We got Jesus on the show because we read, right? We do.
Yes.
We read the gospel every day. And I think that sometimes we forget how blessed we are to be able to hear the Lord speak to us through sacred scripture.
Yeah, absolutely, Gare. Yeah. He's always our headliner, though. You know?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
With his buddy, the Holy Spirit.
They're a big part of this show, and I don't want to ever forget that, because if it was up to you and me, Mr. Parker, and without the help of the Holy Spirit, we would go down very quickly. I mean, but that's okay, right? Every gift that we have, and this goes for all of us.
Yes.
Every gift that we have is from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he gives us gifts. There's no doubt some of us have gifts. Actually, we all have gifts. Some people have more gifts than others. Some people have different kind of gifts. But every one of us has a gift given to us by the Lord, and he wants us to use these gifts to bring him glory. That's what he lets us share in his mission, which is pretty amazing. I don't know if I would pick me if I was him to help spread the good news, but he does. He lets us all do that. So I always say on this show a lot, make a difference today. Make a difference in somebody's life. And it doesn't even mean that you need to get out of the house. You could do that from within your house. You might not be able to get out. You might have young children at home. You might be confined to your bed. You can still use your gifts to bring glory to God by praying, by emailing, by making a phone call, by offering up your suffering. There's so many things that we can all do, but we forget that. We just need to depend on the Lord to help us, because as the Lord said, Jesus said this in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do what? You can do nothing. And that's the important thing to remember. With the Lord, we can do all things. With God, all things are possible. By ourselves, we can't do anything. That's okay. But he wants to be with us all the time. So remember, you do have a friend in Jesus. That's a point we like to drive home repeatedly on this show. You do have a friend in Jesus. Wherever you go, he is with you. He wants you to turn to him. He wants you to become friends with him. That is not always the most obvious thing for us to realize. We don't recognize the fact that Jesus is real. We need to do a better job at that. Honestly, I'm going to call out all of us who are Catholic Christians right now. We need to get better at recognizing that Jesus wants to be intimately involved in our lives. He wants to be personal friends with us. Now, with any friendship, that friendship cannot exist without your cooperation. Jesus loves you. Jesus has a relationship with you. Sometimes we hear that term, personal relationship with Jesus. You already got that. Whether you respond or not, you have a personal relationship with Jesus. However, do you have a friendship with him? That requires work on your part. This is something we all have to work on. Am I friends with Jesus? Well, how do I become friends with Jesus? Well, it just so happens I wrote a book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus. But that's not the only way. And by the way, if you do want to find out more about the work that I do, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I'm passionate about this, though. I believe this friendship with Jesus, it's attainable for any of us, but we need to do some work. How do you start? Jesus, I want to become your friend. I don't know where to start. That's an excellent prayer. And in fact, driving up today, I was praying. I said, Lord, I want to get to know you better today. You never want to get to that point where you say, me and Jesus, we know each other as good as we need to. I'm good. I'll just put my feet up and relax. Right, Dave? It's something you have to work on.
Absolutely, yeah. Always.
Every day. Always. Get a little bit closer to him each day. Mm-hmm. And we never can forget that he is a real person and that he wants to be involved in our lives. So, as you drive to work, as you get your kids ready for school, as you face the problems that you're about to face today, make sure you involve him. Jesus, please help me. I can't do this without you. Get used to that. It is a process, but it's something that becomes easier over time. We just need to work at it. That's the key. But you start working at it. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote my latest book, was because in my own life, I've struggled with this. And I have learned that you need each day to make some time for Jesus. It's like the Martha and Mary story. Mary made the time for Jesus. Martha was running around doing good things. She was waiting on him, but she lost sight of the fact that Jesus wanted to be involved in her life. And what happened? She became anxious and worried. That's why Jesus slapped her around a little bit and said, "Hey, Martha, Mary has chosen the better part." So that's one thing to keep in mind today. Reach out to Jesus. Tell him you want to be his friend. Okay, the gospel today comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 12 through 19. Incidentally, we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com in case you want to reflect on it later. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. And they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed, for by your perseverance you will secure your lives." Boy, what an uplifting gospel, Mr. Parker. Isn't that, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yes.
Tough message. You'll be hated by all because of the name of Jesus.
I know. That scares some people, but
it does, but it shouldn't.
It should not.
And the reason is, first of all, Jesus wants to get our attention. He uses very strong language sometimes, and it works, doesn't it? I mean, your ears perk up when you say, hey, when you hear Jesus say, "You're going to be hated by all because of my name." Here's what we need to remember. When you go out and share the good news with other people, not everybody is going to give you a great big hug and a kiss and say, "Thank you for saying that. Thank you for telling me I'm a sinner. Thank you for telling me I need to repent. Thank you for telling me I need to sacrifice." People are going to get mad sometimes. Because why? We have a fallen human nature. We love comfort. We all tend to do that. I know I do. Sometimes my wife Eileen has to correct me because sometimes I'm not the nicest person in the world. And she says, "Look, Gary, what you said wasn't right." I don't like to hear that. It doesn't mean I shouldn't hear that because I need to hear it. But we need to understand, we're not going to have a free ride in this life when we go and proclaim the good news. But what did Jesus say? He didn't say, "I'm going to send you out there by yourselves." He didn't say, "I'm just going to give you some notes. Give me a call if you ever get into trouble. Send me an email. I'll get back to you as soon as I can." Jesus said, "I'm giving you my Holy Spirit. I have that Holy Spirit when I'm baptized, and that gift is completed when I receive the sacrament of confirmation. I've got that Spirit living in me." That Spirit that drove Jesus, that Holy Spirit. You got that Holy Spirit. That is amazing. That Holy Spirit will not let you know when you should speak up, when you should shut up, what you should say, when you should say it. Get used to asking the Holy Spirit, "Come, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me know what to say as I go out into the world." We live in a world that is not very Christian friendly at times. That's okay. Remember this. It all starts with a smile, with a kind word, with being joyful. That's what it starts with. Because if you don't do those things, nobody's going to want to hear a gospel verse, right? So you start by being nice to people, including your enemies. And when you do that, eventually you will have the opportunity to share more in depth. Well, here's why I'm so happy. Here's what works for me. I'll say a prayer for you. And then you begin to evangelize. A lot of us as Catholics, we don't like that, the dreaded E word, evangelization. But we're called to do it. We're all called to do it. Why? Because the world needs Jesus. And it's up to you and it's up to me to spread that good news. So take comfort. The Holy Spirit is with you. The Lord's got your back. Yeah, you'll meet some resistance, but it's okay because you are not alone. Right now, the time is 7:13. When we come back from the break, Teresa Peterson live in the studio is going to be singing for us. Stay tuned. Call your friends. You don't want to miss it.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 9th. Today we celebrate Saint Jerome Emiliani. There's nothing like personal suffering to help us appreciate the hardships of others. It took defeat in battle and imprisonment in a dungeon to help today's saint step back, review his life, and make the transition from worldly soldier to model of sanctity and service. Following his release from prison, Jerome focused on the care and education of his nephews while simultaneously pursuing seminary studies himself. Following his ordination in 1518, he reached out to the growing number of orphans as famine and plague raged through northern Italy. After recovering from the plague himself, he founded many orphanages. He also established hospitals and a house for repentant prostitutes, one of the first of its kind. Jerome went on to found a small congregation of priests dedicated to the care of orphans. He also instructed his young charges in the faith, but it was the suffering of children that most touched his heart. In 1928, Pope Pius XI named him the patron of orphans and abandoned children. Jerome Emiliani died in 1537 from an infectious disease he contracted while caring for the sick. He was canonized just over 100 years later. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Shoes on my feet, but the dirt and gravel keep good company. Warm sun on my face, I look up at the sky and give in to the beauty of the breeze blowing by. Over me again, I sink as a stone, afraid to move, but mercy like a sail brings me back to you. Yeah.
And that was Calling Me Higher by Teresa Peterson. Great song, isn't it? I am Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning right now. The time is 7:19. I am so excited today because I'm excited every day by being on this show, but I'm extra excited today. And it's not just because we have donuts in the studio, which is always a thrill for me. It's not just because Mr. Parker is here, but thanks, because joining us in the studio, singer-songwriter Teresa Peterson. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, you are good. You're really good.
Well,
Your music. I really love your music. And you know, music's a big part of the show. I love Christian music. I love your singing.
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. I love Christian music as well. It's such a beautiful platform, and particularly in the Catholic Church and the new evangelization,
right,
of just finding different dynamic, engaging ways to help, you know, spread the kingdom. You know?
Yeah, and in music, so many people are affected by music. And in fact, you know, I was on the ride up here, I was a little half asleep. I mean, I have good days, bad days. Get up at 4 a.m. You know what that's like today, right?
I do.
So when you get up at 4 a.m., sometimes you're a little tired. And I just popped in some Christian music. And I said, Lord, you know what? I'm just going to praise you this way today. It really worked. I mean, you hear these positive messages. After a while, you really end up like really praising the Lord and being grateful and saying, wait a minute, with God, all things are possible. You know, you get these little messages. Now, your career, you didn't start as a Christian singer, correct?
I didn't.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I think this is really interesting.
Absolutely. So growing up in my household, my dad is really musical. And so I was always around praise and worship music or hymns and singing. And I've always been Catholic, so I'm not sure if we call that a reversion or a conversion. But when my faith became real, it was through praise and worship music and adoration through a ministry called Net Ministries out of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so for me, that was really important. And music and worship was always really important. But when I really felt that the Lord had revealed to me my calling of what I was supposed to do with my life, at the time, I didn't necessarily feel directly called to be like a Christian artist, quote unquote, but more to be like an artist who is Christian and perhaps I could reach maybe a broader audience.
Right.
So I pursued that path and I moved to Nashville after college. And that was a beautiful, hard, extraordinarily challenging experience.
I can imagine.
Right? So particularly in the secular world too. And so I was there for about 3 years and I did write, record, and release my first debut album. So it's more like Christian, country music.
Okay.
Country pop. And we pursued that to its end. And I pursued that full time for about, ultimately, probably about 10 years. Yeah. So I know I look really young.
You do. I mean, would you start when you were 10?
Pretty much, yes. I started when I was 10.
Wow.
And and so I really felt perhaps, if this isn't what the Lord had blessed, perhaps this was something I did in my younger years. I'm married now. Maybe I need to be an adult and get an adult job.
Right.
And so I really quit music full time for about, probably in 2011, for a couple of years.
Okay.
And honestly, personally, I really felt that music had died for me, right? So, and I maybe had felt that my discernment was off, perhaps too, because I really thought for the longest time I was pursuing it to the most authentic version of what I thought, and
right.
I was.
Right.
And what's cool with the Lord is that He never wastes anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so moving out here to Philadelphia, my husband's a grad student at the University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what brought us out here. We know nobody, no family, anything like that. And just through talking with other people, when we first met here, we were able to, the Lord just brought back music, brought back Nashville, brought back opportunity, but it was within the Catholic Church.
Right.
And so I had always done worship as not even something I would consider as a job, but just if somebody needed to play guitar or we're getting together and gathering for prayer, I'd know a couple songs, we can do this.
Yeah.
And being able to reach youth, the things that I was hired for in youth rallies and just the power of music. And all of a sudden things were exploding and people were caring. That's the one thing that I never experienced, was that people were actually caring. And
isn't that a nice feeling? Because right, it's like, wow, you really care about
wait, okay. And I really had to take a second look again at music, and through a lot of adoration, prayer, and just saying yes, very scared, yes.
Yep.
But the Lord just blew open different doors, and all of a sudden I'm writing again, I'm recording in Nashville again, and I'm talking to wonderful Catholic people in the Catholic media.
Yeah,
right, even today here I'm...
Is that us? Are we wonderful?
Yes,
hey, Dave,
yes,
we're wonderful.
Are, yes.
That's,
yeah,
but you're right. Isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting how the Lord can use our gifts? And sometimes, and I found this in my own life, sometimes you could spend years thinking you're headed in the wrong direction, but the Lord can use all that. That's all part of His plan. He can work with it, right?
And all the experience and the songwriting and everything that I learned, the Lord had a plan, an overarching plan.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to use all of this, but now here for my kingdom.
Mm.
There are souls that I need your voice that no one else will reach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So then I'm like, okay, Lord.
Yeah, right.
We'll do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And that's where the peace comes in, when we finally say, and I'm pretty stubborn, I fought him for so many years, when you finally say, okay, Lord, your way's best, whatever you want, and then you have that peace, and you know that, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be.
You don't ever want to be anywhere else.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm so glad to see He's opening doors for you. You performed at Abbey Fest this year, right?
I did.
How was that?
Now, oh my gosh, it was amazing. So it was just one of those out of body experiences, right? So I open up for Sidewalk Prophets, Stars Go Dim,
cool.
Some major headlining artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even last December, I saw Sidewalk Prophets at a concert,
yeah.
And 9 months after that, I opened for them. That is how
isn't
great is our
right?
God?
Yeah, exactly. Amen. I know. That is so neat.
Isn't that that's yeah crazy?
Did his people call your people?
Oh, I wish. I wish. They were beautiful, and it was amazing to sing in front of thousands of people just what a platform.
Yeah.
What an honor.
That's great. I've got to get out there one of these years. I've never been there. I'm a big fan. Sidewalk Prophets, they're great. Stars Go Dim. We play both of them on the show here.
That's because you have good taste.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, there's so much good music out there that can bring you closer to the Lord. I mean, my kids are into Christian music too, and it's amazing. There's a whole world out there, and there's also good music within the church that we use for our liturgies too.
Absolutely.
There are a number of different ways to reach people through music.
Absolutely.
And we're stretching it a little bit on this program, and I hear from listeners, some who will say, most of them say, we love the music, we really like this, and our traditional Catholic audience, they're not used to some of the songs we play, but they like it. And then there are some who say, well, it's a little bit different for me.
Sure.
But they prefer the more traditional, which is great. I mean, however the Lord works, right? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, Catholic means universal, right? So
yep.
We're all encompassing. And so but if there's beauty and truth in it, in the art, that'll draw people in.
Right, right. Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Teresa, for being with us. You're going to hang out for us with the rest of the show. We're going to head to a break in a few seconds. When we come back, Teresa will be singing live in the studio. And I heard her practice. She's really good, so you don't want to miss this. Right now, the current temperature, 33 degrees. A little bit chilly out there today. It's going to be sunny with a high near 49. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 37. Thanksgiving Day. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high near 54. I'm Gary Zimak. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming up here on Spirit in the Morning.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. To-do lists are pretty common, but what about a gratitude list? As Arthur C. Brooks wrote in the New York Times, for many people, gratitude is difficult because life is difficult. Even beyond deprivation and depression, There are many ordinary circumstances in which gratitude doesn't come easily. We can still act grateful in spite of how we're really feeling. Brooks says that acting as if we feel gratitude might actually change our mood. Most of us appreciate the value of good health and supportive families and friends. But try to focus on the small graces and beauties that surround you every day, sometimes unnoticed. Creating a gratitude list may help you pay better attention. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Wow. Teresa Peterson performing live in the studio. Boy, Dave Parker, I got chills.
I have chills, too.
That was really, really nice. He makes all things new.
Goosewesh.
Yeah. All right, Dave, you're going to do a song for us now?
I know.
Teresa,
I'll read for you if you want.
I love the message. He makes all things new.
Thank you.
Tell us about the, you know, what does that song mean to you? Where did it come from?
Absolutely. So in Revelations 21:5, Christ promises that when he comes, he states that, behold, I make all things new. Mm. And those words just kind of were bouncing around in my head and my heart when I was writing for the album. And as I previously was talking about how, like, the Lord really came, brought music back.
Right.
So with that, this whole album is really a resurrection album, if that makes sense.
It does.
Of dreams of, like, the Lord restoring. So, like, resurrection restoring. And that was really the message when I wrote He Makes All Things New.
Right.
Was when I was praying with that, and that's really where the Spirit led in that song.
Oh, I love it. I love the message. I love your I love the song. You're really good. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you guys, man. I'm calling you every morning. No, you guys make me feel great.
This is so
is that a promise?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
No, this is good. That really, really, really good. Now, your website, TeresaPetersonMusic.com,
yes,
correct?
Correct.
And if we want to get some of your music, find out about you, that's the place to go? Is it?
Absolutely. So you can find me also on iTunes,
oh, good.
Amazon,
okay.
Google, basically all things.
You're all over the place, right?
I am all over the internet.
Yeah,
so, no.
That's good. No, because I'm sure we want to follow you. We want to keep up with you. And we are going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com as well. So what's coming up in the near future? Any plans for future work, future appearances?
Absolutely. I'm really excited to be going back into the studio.
Ooh,
here in January.
Nice.
So, yes, I released this album freely, fully, February of 2015. So it's time to, after hitting it hard and, mm-hmm, and touring and everything else and,
yeah,
talking to, again, you lovely people, uh-huh, that, yeah, so it's just a time to take whatever I've learned over the, you know, this journey and to really pray with and like, Lord, what are you calling me to sing about now? So,
yeah, now I like that. I was going to ask you about that. As a guitar player, I've always wanted to write songs, Dave. Mm-hmm. And I never was able to do it. I would always write a song and then play it for somebody, and they say, "Oh, you know what that is, don't you?" And I end up writing another song. But the Lord has never really given me songs to write. But as an author, I've written several books, and I believe they all come from Him. Right now, I want to write another book, but I don't have the idea. Mm. How does it work with you with the songs? Does the Lord just give you, okay, five songs at once, or maybe one idea at a time? Do you get the melody, or do you get the words first?
My next prayer is five songs at once. That is, for,
that
you know what,
nice.
If,
yeah,
if the Lord can do anything, I'm going to have to start doing that.
Yeah.
Let's not limit Him. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So for me, I think a lot of it is like, this is not very exciting, but it's a lot like working out.
Right.
Sometimes you don't really like that you're doing it until,
yep,
you're doing it,
mm-hmm,
or until you're after,
absolutely,
you've done it. Or if you get into the habit of doing it, then mm-hmm, that it's the motivation sometimes doesn't come, but by doing it through discipline, then, mm-hmm, the motivation comes.
Right.
And so when I was first really just cutting my teeth at writing songs, I was writing songs all the time. So,
oh, okay,
yeah, like especially in Nashville, like that's, mm-hmm, just the culture.
Right.
So constantly songwriting, co-writing, everybody else you talk to is a songwriter. So I do find that I have to really focus more of like, okay, now it's really intentional.
Okay.
And also I'm married, you know, I do some other things and, mm-hmm, and so also making sure that that gets on the schedule. It's just like, again, working out or prayer,
yeah,
prayer,
yeah, exactly,
too. So,
yeah.
And so with writing, sometimes I do get hit with inspiration.
Okay.
Either through prayer or reading a book or watching a movie or talking with my husband, even freely, fully, on the album, that was through a conversation.
Wow.
That I was having with my husband, and something,
really?
Struck me, and I'm like, wait,
yeah,
I gotta go write a song, you know?
Nice.
So I have noticed that the theme so far, at least with some of the songs I've been writing, is about God's faithfulness. And so that I'm really just kind of praying with. That also came through reading Mother Teresa's Come Be My Light. So her private, mm-hmm, letters to her spiritual director.
Yes.
So she's my namesake. So I was named after her. And so, so I was really getting moved by the sheer will, power of faith that she just, like, talk about just the amount of grace to just,
yeah,
pick up your cross every day without that consolation.
Without the consolation.
Without the
consolation. That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, so it really kind of comes from anywhere. I do usually get inspired by a lick or a melody,
okay,
or there is something that I have to get excited about. And then I kind of help, one, I have to discover then what does that idea mean? And so then, you know, like, what am I singing about?
Neat.
And then if the idea and the inspiration comes, then I kind of build off of that.
Nice, nice. I like that. Now, you play piano as well?
I do.
Any other instruments?
No, that's where I limit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're writing a song. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get musical on you now.
Okay.
Do you compose on the guitar, on the piano? Do you...
Yes.
A little bit of both? What?
Well, now, so it's interesting because before, since piano was my dominant instrument other than singing,
okay,
that
right,
everything was very much piano-based. And so, but worship music is very much guitar-based.
Yes.
So,
right.
And it's so much easier to pick up your guitar acoustically and you can just show up anywhere and it's
correct,
late. So I've actually found that I've been writing a lot more on guitar, but I think it's
okay,
because of all the worship stuff I've been doing lately,
yeah,
that it's just more natural. I think you really do have to become very personal and intimate with the instruments and,
mm-hmm,
and the music and everything you're doing. And so since I've gotten much more acquainted with my guitar, and also you can get a different rhythm, like there's just so many different, it opens up a whole nother box of opportunities for ideas. Yeah. And inspiration. So I have the last couple songs I've been writing have been on guitar. So
interesting.
Who knows what this album will sound like.
Oh, man. And I can't wait to hear it. And I hope you'll stay in touch. I hope you'll come back on the show again.
Absolutely.
We would love to have you back on the program. Do you have any big plans for Thanksgiving?
We are doing... we are doing Friendsgiving. So I know. And what is that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So... since my husband and I don't, our families are in Ohio and in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And since he's a grad student, it's only 3 weeks until the end of the semester. So this time of year is pretty much impossible to ever get away.
Right.
So what we do the last few years we've been here is anybody else, any stragglers that don't have, that can't go home or whatever. So we just kind of gather together. And
are you putting out an all points bulletin for
pretty much, yes. Okay. Yeah.
what time should Dave and I be there?
Come at 2, dinner's at 3. Bring a side dish to share. Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Nice,
and we're
nice.
Looking forward to going home for Christmas. So.
Nice. Yeah. It's a great time of year, isn't it?
It's beautiful, yeah.
And I love the idea of being thankful because I think so many times it's really easy to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Just how much the Lord has given us.
Oh, isn't it true? I saw...
Because we get busy.
Yeah, I saw this picture on the internet. I think they call them memes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two doors, and the one door of gratitude was empty, and then the one door of complaining was, the line was, like, all
wow.
the way down. And I was like, yes, that is so true.
Yeah, it
we
is.
We need to really practice that gratitude.
Yeah, even here, when as the weather gets colder, I've lived in this area all of my life. I'm not a cold weather person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy to start complaining. It's so cold, I'm miserable, whatever.
Right.
But I almost have to force myself mm-hmm. to be grateful and realize that, well, the Lord's given me another day. He's given me the opportunity to wake up and
mm-hmm.
to get out of bed and to get, you know, and... Rather than complain, I have to train myself. You talk about that discipline as with working out or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have to discipline myself to not complain and to be grateful.
Oh, yes.
But it's work for me.
It is hard, too, especially if you're getting up or if you're tired or if people cut you off on the freeway.
That's
which
right.
is what happened this morning.
Oh, it did?
Like,
really?
Oh, you know, and so I try to practice. Talk about the wanting to do some justice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you see your rosary hanging from your rearview mirror and you're like, ah, nope.
Hey, I can top you on that one because one day I was praying my rosary, had the beads in my hand and somebody cut me off. And I gestured to the guy. I said, I lifted my arm at the other. I said, what are you doing, you idiot? But then I realized I got my rosary beads. I said, wow, something's wrong here.
No, it's so true.
But,
humanity in its finest form, right?
Yeah,
it's always humble. I'm always humbled by that. And my one thing that helps me with the injustice of being cut off or whatever is I try to pray for them.
Right,
sometimes
exactly.
Hopefully it doesn't sound cliche, but sometimes
no,
I wonder that the Lord speaks to us in all kinds of ways
mm-hmm.
and perhaps that person got my attention and I can offer up not only the fact I was cut off, I can offer that up, but I can also pray for them for whatever God needs to do in their life.
That is so true.
So not that I do it all the time and immediately, but it does.
Right.
Wait, no, I should practice that. Again, like that gratitude of wait, no, it's not all about me and my way. It's God's
right.
way. What goodness is coming out of this?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's easy to forget that because we do get, we can be a little self-centered at times, but I really like that idea of praying for people around you. I do a lot of traveling when I speak and I'm in airports a lot of times and
mm-hmm.
I am surrounded by people who, many of whom I'll never see again for the rest of my life.
Right.
And I try to, again, I fail at this a lot, but I'm trying to become more aware. What can I do
mm-hmm.
to make a difference in that person's life? Even if I'm just friendly to them, right?
I
mean, the little things, and I'm sure you see that in your travels as well.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of opportunities.
And then also speaking on behalf of who the Lord is and who we're speaking to and from, to recognize that it's not just my platform, but it's the Lord's platform. And maybe I need to check my selfishness and other things at the door, right? We're pride at the door.
That's right. That's right. Now we're up against a break in about 30 seconds. Where are you going to be in the near future? Anywhere where we can come see you live?
Yes, every first Friday.
Okay.
At the Newman Center, at Penn Newman. We have praise and worship and adoration and mass. So every first Friday, all throughout the school year.
Nice. That's a great combination, praise, worship, and adoration. Isn't adoration great?
So beautiful.
What a blessing to be able to be in the real presence of the Lord.
His heart on display.
Yep, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about humility. He appears under the form of a host, right?
God of the universe.
Right? And yet,
in the form of
and
a host.
I get offended when somebody ignores me or when somebody, right? And yet, look at him. Look at Jesus giving himself to us. What a great gift.
Ultimate humility.
Yeah, absolutely. Teresa, it's been so fantastic having you on the show. TeresaPetersonMusic.com. Make sure to check her out. Thank you so much, Teresa. God bless you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll be right back. Spirit of the Morning wake up time is 7:46.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I can write a love song, tell you what I think you want to hear, but it wouldn't be good enough, no. Yeah, I could try so hard to give it everything I got, but I'm not ever gonna measure up. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me, your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. It would have been easy, but I'm glad you never walked away, 'cause your love runs deep for me, and I see this beautiful world, and it brings tears to my eyes, and I think it's beautiful to be. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me, your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. Can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me, your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do, all I can do, all I can do.
All I Can Do by Mike's Chair. I thought that was a really appropriate song. As we head into Thanksgiving, all I can do, Lord, is say thank you. And I'm so thankful for being here with you this morning. I'm thankful for Teresa Peterson appearing live in the studio. Boy, I'm going to put some of that up on Facebook. Did a little video of that performance. Dave, that was good. It's nice to have talent on this show.
Absolutely. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, this is a new experience for us. We need to do more of this, Dave.
Absolutely. She was fabulous.
She was really good. And you can follow her at TeresaPetersonMusic.com. I really recommend you do. We're excited about this new album that's coming out. Well, it is 7:50, and that means it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today we're going back to the first book of Maccabees, 1 Maccabees 2:61, and I will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Here's the verse. And so consider this from generation to generation, that none who hope in heaven shall fail in strength. None who hope in heaven shall fail in strength. I think that one of the big problems we face in life is that sometimes we think that whatever's happening to us, something, some crisis we might be going through, a difficulty at work, a health crisis of some kind, maybe fear of the future, we think like, I can't handle this. I'm not strong enough to handle this. But what we always need to remember is that God will not ever give us something more than we can handle. A lot of times we can handle more than we think we can. And the idea of hoping in heaven reminds us, too, that we all were created to live eternally with the Lord in heaven. That's why we were created. That doesn't mean we will all get there. I have to be totally honest about that. We need to do something in order to get to heaven. It's not a guarantee. All we need to do, though, however, is cooperate with the grace that He gives us each day. If we do that, we're going to be fine. We will make it to heaven, and that's where we will live forever. Eternity. It's a long time. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we were created to live in heaven, and we tend to either become overwhelmed by what's going on in the world around us, or we try to grab all our pleasure down here, never realizing that we weren't created just for this world. This is all going to pass away, but we were created to live with the Lord forever in heaven. So He will give us the strength to deal with any problem that we face. And furthermore, if you're like me, you might struggle with the idea that you're not a good person, that you commit a lot of sins, that you do things that you would rather not do. You ever experience that situation? But when that happens, what you need to remember is that God will give you the grace. You might fail. You might fail 99 out of 100 times to keep your mouth shut, to avoid sin, to do the thing that you're really trying to do. You might fail 99 out of 100 times, but you can look at the glass half empty versus half full situation and say, but on that one time, I was able to do the right thing. I was able to cooperate with the grace that God gave me and behave in a way that would please Him. So I would encourage you to look at your life that way. Don't get hung up over the fact that you failed, that you're a sinner, that you've said many things you shouldn't have said. I'm with you. I've done that so many times. You want to be careful because our enemy, the evil one, the guy that really wants you to fail and the guy that wants to keep you out of heaven, what he's going to do, he's going to get into your head sometimes and tell you, you know what? You are no good. You're never going to learn to be quiet. You're never going to be a good person. You're not a good person. Look at what you've done. Forget him. He's a liar. And realize that with God, all things are possible. And don't be focused on the past. Don't be focused on the future and worry about the future. Because right now, the present moment, that's all you have today. If you're hearing me, you're alive. Praise God for that. And He's got a plan for you today. Tomorrow is gone. Tomorrow hasn't happened yet. The past, that's gone. They just exist in our imaginations, the past, the future. But the present moment, that's what we got. That's one of the reasons we feature the Christopher Minute on this show, because the Christopher's message is all about making a difference today, doing something, whatever it may be. And as this Bible verse, 1 Maccabees 2:61, reminds us, from generation to generation, in other words, it's happened in the past, it will happen in the future, and it's happening right now. None who hope in heaven shall fail in strength. You're stronger than you think you are. I'm a weak person. Dave Parker will agree with me. I'm a weak person. Right, Dave? I'm nothing special about me.
Me either.
All kidding aside, yeah. We're normal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We struggle.
Yeah. We fail.
We have good days and bad days.
We're weak. Yeah. We're strong at something, but our strength comes from the Lord.
That's the key. You know? And you talk about, as we head into Thanksgiving, that's something to be thankful for, the fact that He's not deserting us. We here at Holy Spirit Radio, we fully understand that. That's why we're called Holy Spirit Radio, because we are inspired by the Holy Spirit, not just at the station, but all of us have that Holy Spirit dwelling in us. We first receive Him at baptism, and that gift gets completed at confirmation. So we've got what we need. We've got more strength than we think we might have. But it's up to us to really cooperate with that grace that the Lord gives us. And if we do that, we're going to be just fine. So we won't be with you on Thanksgiving. We will be here in spirit, and we will have a best of program. So we still will be with you in a sense. So we'll have the best of program tomorrow. And then on Friday, I'm doing a special Behind the Music show. I'm going to be playing more music than I normally do. It will be a pre-recorded program. So if you want a chance to listen to some of the music that we've been playing, get a little bit more exposure to the music that I've been featuring on the program, tune in to Friday's program. And then on Monday, we'll be back in the studio with Marty Rotella, another great singer-songwriter, is going to be performing live in the studio. But I can get used to this, Dave, this live music in the studio.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun. And if you're aware of anybody who might be local to the area, might want to come into the station and perform for us, a musician, a singer, let me know at gary@holyspiritradio.org. I'm going to close now with our prayer, and then I'll have a couple of final thoughts before we go off the air. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, as a new day dawns, send the radiance of your light to shine in our hearts. Make us true to your teaching. Keep us free from error and sin. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Dave Parker, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
You also, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what, Dave?
And your family.
Thank you. Likewise. I'm thankful for you. I really am. We have fun on this show. I'm really thankful we get to work together.
Absolutely. I have fun with you, and I'm learning so much from you.
You're learning what not to do, right?
I won't go there. No,
but it's a lot of fun. I could never have seen myself doing this show. I mean, as a software developer for 30 years, I didn't picture this. And I'm sure when you were in the military, you didn't see yourself being a radio host.
No, but I did talk a lot. But now the Lord has focused me for Him.
Yeah, and that's the point. We're using our talents to bring the good news to you each day. And I would invite you to spend a few minutes thinking about all the things you're thankful for. I hope you have a great day tomorrow. And even if you are, you know, sometimes the holidays can be a tough time for many people. If you are alone, if you really don't have the family, if you don't have anyone, remember that you always do have somebody. Talk to Jesus tomorrow. He is with you wherever you go. Whenever you wake up in the middle of the night, whenever you need him, he's there for you. You don't have to call him up. You don't have to send him an email. He is there. He loves you. He loves you more than you can imagine. Spend a little time thinking about that. Maybe if you can, make it to Eucharistic Adoration. Maybe get to Mass tomorrow if possible. To be thankful, to really be thankful for his presence in your life, most notably in the Eucharist. In fact, the word Eucharist does mean Thanksgiving. So,
absolutely. Wow, that's powerful.
Right? I mean, that's something to be thankful for. I'm thankful you were with us today. Have a blessed day. Remember, no matter where you go, the Lord loves you. He is with you. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Take care.